Title: Converting Break Ambience into Pads Intermediate. All right, welcome in. In this lesson, we're doing something very drum and bass, very in-world, and honestly just super satisfying. We're going to steal the atmosphere that's already living inside a break and convert it into a playable pad. Because in DNB, the glue isn't always a fancy synth preset. Alive, the vibe comes from the room tone. Cymbal wash, vinyl noise, mic bleed, little ghosty details, all the stuff that happens around the hits. If we extract that and then stretch and smear it into harmony, your pad instantly sounds like it belongs with the drums, because it literally came from them. By the end, you'll have a pad instrument you can play on MIDI, a reliable shaping chain, and a way to arrange it so it moves across phrases like a proper roller. Let's set up. Step 0. Pick a good break and get the session locked. Grab a break with obvious air. Amen works, think works, hot pants, funky drum, or anything where the cymbals and the room are present. Set your project tempo somewhere typical, like 174 BPM. Then warp the break cleanly so it loops perfectly at 1 or 2 bars. If you want it to feel natural, Complex Pro is usually good for full loops. If you want tighter transient control, use Beats. The key thing is clean looping. No weird clicks at the loop point. Quick coach note here, don't just settle for the first bar. Often the best ambience is hiding in a fill, a crash tail, or a transition moment where the cymbals open up. Those moments make better pads with less effort later. Now step 1. Duplicate and isolate the ambience layer. Duplicate your break track. Name one break main and the duplicate break ambience pad source. We're going to process the ambience source until it feels like mostly wash and room. Method A is fast and musical. EQ plus transient softening. On the ambience source, drop an EQ 8 first. High pass at somewhere around 200 to 500 Hz. Start around 300 and sweep until the low junk and the weight of the kick and snare back off. If the snare crack is still poking out, do a small dip around 1 to 3K. And if it goes dull, a gentle shelf up around 8 to 12K can bring the air back. Next, add drum bus. Yes, drum bus. We're not trying to make it smack, we're trying to remove smack. So keep drive low, like 0 to 10%. Turn boom off, then pull the transients down, somewhere like minus 10 to minus 30. That one move is often the difference between break loop and washy bid. Then add a compressor, ratio around 3 to 1. Attack maybe 10 to 30 milliseconds, release 80 to 150 milliseconds. Aim for about 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction. The goal is to even out the wash so you're not constantly hearing individual hits popping forward. Method B is more surgical. Gate the tails. If you want more room, bloom, and less impact, put a gate after the EQ. Now you're going to hunt the threshold. You want it opening on the tails and ambience, not on the main crack. Start with a fast attack, like 1 to 5 milliseconds, a hold around 20 to 60 milliseconds, and a release somewhere like 150 to 400 milliseconds. Longer release feels more pad-like. Adjust the return or floor so it doesn't fully slam shut unless you want that effect. And here's a trick that saves a ton of time. Before you even resample, use clip volume envelopes to de-drum the loudest hits. Open the clip view, go to envelopes, choose volume, and just draw down the loudest snare and kick peaks a few dB. It's cleaner than trying to get a gate perfect, and it keeps the ambience feeling natural instead of chattery. Cool. Once it feels like mostly air and room. Step 2. Resample it. Commit to auto. Make a new audio track called MBPAD Resample. Set its input to resampling. Arm it, and record 4 to 8 bars of your processed ambience. Then pick a clean region and consolidate it. You're basically choosing your best possible dirt and locking it in. Teacher comment, committing here is not just workflow discipline. It actually makes you bolder. Once it's audio, you stop tweaking and start creating. Step 3. Turn it into a playable pad using Simpler. Drag your consolidated ambience clip into a new MIDI track with Simpler. Set Simpler to classic mode. Turn warp on and choose texture warp. Texture is amazing for noisy material because it can smear time in a controlled way. Set grain size somewhere around 20 to 60 milliseconds. Bigger grain size usually equals smoother and more pad-like. Then flux around 10 to 40%. Think of grain size and flux like a stability versus motion control. If it feels like it's swimming out of time and getting unstable, lower flux and push grain size a bit higher. If it feels too static and flat, raise flux or reduce grain size slightly. Now shape the amplitude envelope so it behaves like a pad. Attack around 50 to 200 milliseconds. Decay 1 to 3 seconds. Sustain around minus 6 up to 0, depending on how constant you want it. Release 1 to 5 seconds. Now play some chords. For liquid vibes, try minor 7 THS or sus2 shapes. if you're going darker, don't even worry about chords yet. A single note drone that moves with automation can be way more believable than a big progression. Optional advanced twist. Try spectral repitching in a simple way. Before you even load into simpler, transpose the audio clip itself up or down an octave and rewarp it. Sometimes shifting the octave changes where the energy sits and suddenly it feels more tonal and pad-like. Then you can load it into simpler and play it in a tighter range so it stays consistent. Step 4. Add width, movement, and depth with a classic DNB pad chain. After simpler, start with EQ8. High pass again around 150 to 300 Hz. This is non-negotiable in drum and bass because your sub and your bass need that space. If the pad is harsh, gently dip around 2 to 5k. Then add chorus ensemble. Use chorus mode, amount around 20 to 40%. Rate slow, like 0.2 to 0.6 Hz. Width somewhere around 120 to 200%. Coach note, keep your pad honest in mono early. Get the centered tone right first. Then widen. Clubs, phones, and DJ mixers will expose a pad that only sounds good wide. Next, hybrid reverb. Choose hall or shimmer, but be disciplined with shimmer. Set decay maybe 3 to 8 seconds. Pre-delay 15 to 35 milliseconds so the pad doesn't swallow the attack of your drums. Low cut in the reverb can be high, like 200 to 500 Hz. High cut around 8 to 12k if you want it darker and more underground. Wet around 15 to 35% as a starting point. Then add auto filter for movement. Low pass 12 or 24. Add an LFO with a small amount and sync it slow. A quarter note up to 2 bars. Usually one bar feels great for rollers. Map the cutoff to a macro or just plan to automate it because arrangement control is everything here. Then utility. Set width carefully, like 120 to 170%, and make sure the lows are not wide. If you don't have a bass mono feature available, you already handle the low end by high passing, so you're mostly safe. Step 5. Make it breathe with side chain. Put a compressor at the end of your pad chain. Turn on side chain. Choose your drum bus or at least kick and snare group as the side chain input. Set ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 10 milliseconds. Release 80 to 180 milliseconds. Aim for 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction when the drums hit. But make it musical, not just functional. Instead of smashing the pad, try a slightly lighter side chain and combine it with small volume automation at phrase points. That combo feels more intentional and produced than one huge pump. If your snare is losing crack when the pad is in, here's another fix. Add multiband dynamics on the pad and gently control the mid-band, roughly 200 Hz to 5k. You're basically teaching the pad to tuck its mids when they spike, which is the exact range that masks the snare presence. Step 6. Arrange it like a proper roller. DNB is repetitive, but it evolves. So give the pad movement over 8 or 16 bars. Automate filter cutoff so it slowly opens into the drop, then tightens in the drop, so the groove stays punchy. Automate reverb wet. More in the intro and breakdown, less right on impact. You can even automate simpler transpose by a semitone or two for tension. That minus one semitone before a phrase change move is classic dark pressure. Try a small edit move too. Mute the pad for one beat at the end of every 8 bars, or just dip it 2 to 3 dB. That little absence makes the next bar hit harder, and it reads like arrangement, not looping. Optional variation for heavier styles, the Respad Hybrid. Duplicate your pad track. On the duplicate, add saturator with soft clip-on, drive maybe 3 to 8 dB. Add amp or dynamic tube subtly for grit, not guitar. Then low pass with auto filter, maybe keep it in the 200 to 2K range so it's mid-focused. And keep it more mono, like utility width 60 to 100%. Blend it quietly under the main pad and you get this menacing fog that still matches the break. Another strong variation is a two-band pad. Duplicate the pad and make one track your LOW or MID core. Low pass around 1 to 2K, keep it mostly mono. Minimal modulation, then an AIR track. High pass around 1 to 2K, go wider, more chorus, more reverb, more LFO. Blend them so the pad feels big, but the core stays stable and doesn't wash the groove. And for transitions, do the reverse bloom. Take 1 or 2 bars of your resampled ambience. Reverse it, load it into simpler one shot, and use a long attack and release. Trigger it 1 bar before a drop. It creates that suction and bloom without using generic risers, and it still feels like it came from your break. Common mistakes to avoid while you work. Number 1. Leaving too much low end. High pass the pad. Always. 150 to 300 Hz is the usual zone. Number 2. Overwidening. If it sounds incredible at 200% width, but falls apart in mono, it's not actually incredible. Check mono regularly. Number 3. Reverb too wet in the drop. Long tails can burr the groove. Automate the wet down when the drums need to lead. Number 4. Never resampling. If you keep everything live forever, you'll hesitate to commit, and you'll end up with a chain that's hard to mix. Print it, then reprocess. Number 5. No side chain. In D&B, the drums are king. Pads must breathe. Mini practice exercise to lock this in. Take a 1 or 2 bar break loop. Build an ambience source using EQ8 and drum bus with negative transients. Resample 8 bars. Load into simpler with texture warp. Set attack around 100 milliseconds. Release around 3 seconds. Add hybrid reverb and auto filter with an LFO at 1 bar. Sidechain it to your drum group. Then automate. Bars 1 through 8. Slowly open the filter. Bars 9 through 16. Slightly close it and increase chorus amount a bit. Bounce it and listen on headphones. Ask yourself, does the snare still crack cleanly? If not, reduce reverb wet, dip some mids, or increase side chain. Quick recap. Break ambience is a signature D&B texture. Extract it and your pads instantly sound authentic. Use EQ, gating, and transient shaping to isolate room and cymbal wash. Resample and commit. Then load into simpler and smear it with texture warp plus a pad envelope. Shape it with chorus, reverb, filtering, and always sidechain to drums. Then arrange with subtle automation over 8 to 16 bars, so it evolves like a reel roller. If you want to take it further, choose one break and build 3 versions: a liquid pad, a dark pad, and a transition bloom. That's how you turn one loop into a signature atmosphere toolkit.